Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome. It is Free Talk Live, the live Friday night edition. If you would like to call and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind, you are welcome to do so. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Nikki
and Bonnie.
Oh, wow. Two chicks at the same time.
I haven't been on the show with you in a long time, except when I was first chair, so this feels really weird.
Yeah, it's definitely different, but I'm glad to be here with both of you.
You know, I really wanted to do an "and we're back." My brain was, like, getting ready for it, and I'm like, no, it's Friday. It's Friday. Save it.
Who's in here?
Richie Rich?
No. Who was with me? It was Joa.
Oh.
Joa was in here. And Joa's been, he has filled in on a Sunday before, so he's familiar with the Sunday routine. And so he tried to do it, and I kept him muted so he couldn't. And then, I unmuted him, and then he did it anyway.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, he got one in.
Is it bad juju to not do it on Sunday, or do it on Sunday?
I don't know. It just feels like a Sunday thing, right? Like, yeah. We've gone out of our way to make Sunday sort of a little bit different.
It's like our trademark, you know?
Yeah, than every other edition of Free Talk Live. It's a little slightly less serious, a little more zany, if you will. You know, some of our topics on Sundays are usually tabloid-esque, you know. Plus, we do feature the number two story every week, so, or at least every week that we have one.
Yeah.
Not that we never have more than one story, it's just that some of the number two stories are specifically the number two story.
I don't think I've been on a Friday at all. Not that, like, days of the week really matter to me. It all blurs together.
Is this your first Friday?
This is my first Friday.
I was going to say, I haven't been on one at all in a while since me, you, and Chris Wade used to do it.
I was going to say, that used to be the Friday
two
lineup.
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
At this point.
That was, like, just post-raid.
I'm sure I've done it every day, just considering just those couple weeks after the raid.
Yeah.
I'm sure you both have.
I know I did, like, more than 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
So,
16 days in a row or something.
Yeah, 17 or something. Mm. Yeah, but who's counting? We have all sorts of things to talk about. I've got a ton of show prep. I know you all have show prep as well. The hot topic today, I think, is just $100 billion more for war.
Sounds like a
more
song title.
More, right? Not like, okay, so they've already been giving billions and billions and more billion, tens of billions, twenties of billions, thirties of billions of dollars to the Ukraine and to the Middle East, right? On both sides of that thing, right? You know, weapons and money and, you know, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. I got this from antiwar.com, but it's been on several different websites. Biden pitches Americans on funding wars in Gaza and Ukraine.
Yep. Makes sense.
Dear Mr. Biden, no!
Well,
No.
Confused last time because I said that he was funding both sides of the war, but it's a little different just because he's not sending money to Hamas and Israel. He's sending money to, like, Gaza. Like, and I'm not saying it's good. I don't think we should be sending any of the money, but I was definitely confused last time when I said that.
That's my point is, okay, so let's see. We get $700 for those devastated by the whatever the hell happened
COVID?
in Hawaii, right? $700.
Oh, they each got only $700.
$700, right? Yeah, but $100 million for war.
terrible.
Yeah.
Where does this money come from?
Another thing I saw, Al Jazeera, which I have a story about Al Jazeera from a different from Zero Hedge. They were saying that they don't even Israel doesn't even need any more money. Like even if they got any money, that it wouldn't really affect. It's not that they need money for this war. They have it covered. Even like they have like all their weapons.
Well, I'm sure they're doing better than the U.S., who is how many trillions of dollars in debt?
Oh yeah, I don't know if they have debt or what, but whatever. For whatever reason, they have a very well-funded military. It's not even like, oh, if we give them money, it's gonna help them out. It's like solidarity, which is just stupid. And it's like $100 million of solidarity is extra stupid.
And I'm sure there's more insidious things going on behind the scenes with that money. Like, it's not to save
money
puppies
laundering.
And... Yeah, exactly. It's never to save puppies and kittens and children.
They're beheading babies. Apparently. That's just what they say.
I've seen some videos online that I really wish I hadn't have seen. Mm-hmm. So, horrible, horrible things are going on over there. And
well, if we just throw money at them, then they'll stop beheading the babies.
I mean, that's kind of the way the United States, and I'm sure most governments, feel like they can solve problems. Like, with anything, like, even, like, domestic issues, right? Anything going on in the U.S., if we have any issue at all, they're like, we'll just throw more money at it. And it never works. And I doubt it's going to work now. And, yeah, it's only really going to make it worse.
It's just like I don't understand why the American people have to be involved in this at all. And you don't get to decide if you're like, yeah, the money I put in for taxes, leave mine out of this. No, it's just Joe Biden gets to decide or whoever else.
Well, and that's what this alludes to, that the president is expected to ask Congress for $100 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and bordering funding. So,
it's like Israel's already been doing terrible things to these people for so long. It's not like I'm saying anyone deserved to get bombed. I'm definitely not. It's just... I don't see why there's some kind of innocent, like, oh, my God, it's, like, we need to help these people. I almost understand the case for Ukraine more. But then again, they were also bombing people in the Donbass area. So.
I mean, they're all bad, right? Yeah. And you make a great point there where a lot of people are trying to paint Israel as the victims here. And they're really not. I mean, this conflict has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And both sides have done horrendous, horrific things. And I don't think we should be funding it on either side.
I think it's just messed up whenever some, you know, group of people calling themselves more powerful than thou gets together and says, this little chunk of the Middle East, which we don't own, well, now this belongs to our friends who we want to have it. That's just crazy.
Well, it's just disgusting in general to kick people out of their homes, no matter if, you know, that this country, no, we own this land and you have to leave, to kick them out of their homes, to bomb their homes, to kill them, you know, to kill civilian people, children. It's awful. So I think the things that Hamas are doing is okay? Absolutely not. They are absolutely a terrorist organization. But I'm not going to say Israel started it, but I think there was a reason why they are acting out against Israel.
Well, and so we have to, you know, dig into the heart of it. What's the difference between a government and a terrorist organization?
Nothing.
Nothing. The illusion of legitimacy is the difference, right?
Yeah.
So in effect, you know, a smaller army is just a smaller government.
Yeah.
Right? Trying to take their own action, trying to be an official organization that initiates violence or claims a monopoly on it.
Yeah, and I think that's why I just can't really pick sides here. I mean, if I'm picking a side, it's the innocent people who want nothing to do with this, who are just being, you know, terrorized and murdered simply because they were born in a certain place.
Yeah, I side with the everyday people because, well, they're not part of government. They might be under some illusion, under some, you know, mind control, under some delusion that, you know, government has their best interest in mind. But the long and the short of it is, whoever's doing the murdering are criminals, period. In the eyes of, well, all law, if you even go back to, like, common law or maritime law, things like that, the basis of law is if you've harmed another person or their property, then you have committed a crime. Well, here we have people harming other people. That is a crime. I don't care what, you know, flag you fly under, what organization you claim to be with. If you're murdering other human beings, you're in the wrong. Period.
And the other thing is, if somebody murders someone that is part of the group you claim to own, murdering other innocent people back isn't the same thing as self-defense. That's what people don't understand. Did you know Walter Block came out with this article Ian read in the Wall Street Journal? And Walter Block, for those who don't know, is a libertarian who wrote, like, he wrote Defending the Undefensible, and he is supposed to be a really good libertarian. I don't really know much else about him, but he wrote this article. Ian read part of it to me that said, like, we must side in full force with Israel, and if any innocent people die because of Israel bombing Gaza, well, that's Gaza's fault because they started it. I was like, what?
No. That's crazy. People are getting, like, really crazy over this, and I feel like...
It's so dumb.
It's not self-defense to do that.
Well, I think a lot of it has, like, a religious backwash, so I think a lot of, like, Christian and Jewish people that I know personally seem to only be siding with Israel because of their religious faith, or maybe, you know, so it really does seem like it has this, like, biblical backwash to it it really doesn't need to have. No. I mean, it's way simpler than that.
Yeah, and, you chuck religion into war, and then everybody wants to be right. Right. Well, my religion is this, and so I side with these guys. And, oh, my religion's that, so I side with these other guys. It's like, you don't side with murderers because they have the same religion as you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't care what religion you are part of. If you side with murderers, you are wrong.
And it's like, there's plenty of people who are Muslims, there's plenty of people who are Jews that get that, but they don't get to have a say because there's these government people or terrorist organization people who are just doing these terrible things to people in the name of their religion.
Right.
And, like, I bet the average person in these groups don't want this happening at all. But, I don't know. There are people in America who aren't even part of it at all, and they're, like, cheering it on. It's like, it's just fun for them because they don't know what war is like.
It's like football, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a great point, too, is because a lot of Americans don't know what war is like, right? Like, aside from maybe people that were in the military.
Right.
But, like, the average person, the average American hasn't seen war at all. Like, they can't even comprehend the horrors of war. I know I can't. But even just speaking with some of my friends who, you know, maybe were in the military or have seen some things like this, some of their stories are, like, unfathomable for me, just as, like, a layperson, right?
Yeah. People frequently confuse me as a military veteran. And you're like,
just based on your appearance?
Yeah, how I carry myself or whatever. And I know now why. It used to confuse me. I'm like, why does everybody think I was in the frickin' military?
Right? Yeah.
Like, I never joined. I never signed up. I never went through any basic training or anything. You know, none of that. So I have friends who have. And it wasn't until I started hanging out with a couple of people who were involved with an organization called IVAW, Iraq Veterans Against War, that I realized what the connection was. And I'll lay it out for you. I was abused as a child. And when you become abused, you have to sort of build yourself back up because you are torn down by your abuser, right? And so when you finally get to a point where you have some sort of free will, right, to do what you want to do and in your own way and all that kind of stuff, you have to go through a rebuilding process to rediscover who you are. This is exactly what happens in the military, right? The basic training is designed to break you down.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right? They literally abuse you, break you down, and then they build you up so that you're an order follower.
In their image.
In the, right, yes, yeah. Exactly. And so then when they get out of the military, you know, assuming they didn't die, right? When they get out of the military and return to civilian life, they have the same sort of quirks that I have, because now they're like, oh, I'm finally able to do what I want and how I want, but like I've been like sort of abused into these behaviors, and now I got to figure out how to manufacture a life out of this now. And so that's the similarities, right? Abused children, when they grow up to become adults, act in many of the same ways that those who have PTSD from the military do when they get out. So, and like, as soon as I discovered that, I'm like, oh, that's why. Mm-hmm. Right?
It makes a total sense that just people who are abused, yes, act like people from the military because they were abused.
Yes.
If nothing else.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It really that simple, right? The counseling is the same. The, you know, like, I could probably be doing like micro dosing, you know, if I thought my PTSD was mm-hmm. so bad or whatever, right? But, I'm confident that I'm over that kind of stuff. Although, I will say that no one ever truly like gets over it 100%, right? There's even like, even the veterans who do like the microdosing and,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff, and they claim to be cured of their PTSD. They still don't get over it, right? Forgive but not forget, right?
Well, that's the thing, right? There's certain things that you just can't forget.
Right.
Plus, it was like, you were so young that your, like, subconscious was even, that's when your subconscious gets created and your basic personality gets created between, like, 1 and 6 years old.
Right.
That's something, it at least takes a lot of like, intense therapy or something to, like, retrain, but it probably can never be completely changed.
Yeah. So I've gotten to a point where most people, you know, if you ask them about me, they're like, yeah, he seems like a nice guy. You know, he's kind to everybody and that kind of thing. That's on purpose.
You are. Mm-hmm.
That's not because that's like how my innate person desires to be. It's because, well, I've been through some S. And I, you know, and I realize that I have no idea who I'm talking to most of the time. The background, like,
yeah,
people keep secrets about themselves and what they've been through and all that stuff. So, like, I just try to default to kindness
mm-hmm.
as my base sort of persona. Every now and again, I get burned by that. You know what I mean? And it irks me so bad when I do get burned. I'm just like, you know? But, you know, I feel like that's a far better approach than being a crotchety old man who's angry at everything and just, you know, anger, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I feel like it's a better approach, and it's had positive effects on me, right? Whenever I find myself in a situation, whether it's financially or emotionally, where, like, I'm feeling a deficit, right, what I do to get out of it is I just turn around and I start giving. Right, mm-hmm. Whether it's like volunteering to do something, some sort of charity work, giving to charity, or just even helping somebody else out if they need it, you know, that kind of thing. If you throw yourself into giving, that is a healing moment, at least for me.
That's
how I get myself out of things like depression, or like, you know, if I want to, you know, start falling back into some, you know, memories and flashbacks and stuff like that.
We were just talking about like this topic.
Really?
Yeah, on Wednesday.
Just
after
like,
the show.
Wow. When you're feeling bad or if something terrible is happening to you, focusing on other people helps you feel so much better in general. Like,
right.
Yeah, like in kind of
about.
The like selfishness can kind of will feed any depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you can, like, okay, I'm not going to focus on myself anymore because,
right,
like, you know, this isn't a happy place on the inside, right? I'm going to focus on my friends and my family, and I'm going to work on helping them and giving to them. It's almost like the universe sees that and reciprocates that, and it's almost like, well, like, in the law of attraction, right, if you want good things to come to you, you have to put good things out there.
Right, exactly.
So.
And so, like, you know, I factually speak, so I have a bit of a dichotomy, right? I have a logical and factual side of my persona. And when, you know, when an emotional thing is happening to me, if I deem that it's, you know, this is an uh-oh or this isn't good or whatever, if it's like anger, I'll remove myself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something else, I will just remind myself with my logical side to go, okay, look, I've got food, I've got shelter, you know, all the basics are covered, right? You know, my electric is paid, right? All this kind of thing. And so as long as I have those, I know I'm okay. And so now I can focus on the giving part,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I know that even though I'm feeling a certain way, like I'm taken care of, right? I have all the basics that I need. And so now I can focus on giving. Now, is it, you know, does somebody need help? Does somebody reach out? You know, is there a place I can go to, like, give help? Is there an organization I can donate some time to, you know, or some money or help out in some other way? Is there individuals that I can do that for? That always gets me over that. So it's just a healing technique that I learned. I don't even know. It's been probably 20 years. And the more I use it, the better off I am.
That's great.
It's amazing,
I wish more people
too.
Did that. You know what I mean?
It really is amazing. Like, I can't even tell you how amazing it
Did
is.
Did you just think it up yourself, kind of? Like, figure it out yourself? Or
So, before I was into, we'll call it libertarian philosophy, I went through a series of sort of religious philosophers, and there's one guy out there whom a lot of our listeners probably have heard of. His name is Dr. Wayne Dyer. He wrote a series of books, and he did a whole bunch of, like, video stuff, like pre-YouTube and all that kind of stuff, that talks about the power of intention, right? What do you intend to do? Because what you think about expands. And so if you think about the negative, 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 right, you're going to attract the negative, yeah, negative,
absolutely.
Negative, negative. It's kind of the same thing that I do with what else can go right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if something goes right in my life, you know? Like,
me and Ian love that.
Oh, wow. What else can go right? And then inevitably something else goes right. So
yeah.
If you intend for something else to go right, inevitably something else goes right for you. And so
I expect it.
Right. And so I learned that just intention itself, right, can lead you out of a dark time in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to encourage people, because I'm sure a lot of listeners are like, that can't be true. A lot of people just don't believe in this sort of thing. But, you know, over the next...
Included, like, yeah. As a former atheist, now claimed yeah. agnostic, like, I don't really believe in, like, the religious part of this. Now, that's
but the proof is in the pudding, right? So, like, I encourage people over the next few weeks or next couple of days, take a look at the people you encounter. Take a look at, you know, your coworkers, your family members, your friends, the people who have the positive. And it's kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg. Oh,
right.
Is this person happy because they, you know, have, you know, have abundance and whatever? Or maybe that person is attracting good things, because I know my friends who are, like, super positive and have a really good mindset and are constantly, like, helping others and are just, like, rays of sunshine, right? Those people, opportunities are just knocking at their door,
yeah.
And they're constantly, I mean, like, I just see abundance in their life constantly.
Yeah.
And the people who I see who are negative and are like, oh, my life sucks, this, that, and the other thing, it is problems, problems, problems.
603-283-6160. We still need to talk about this $100 billion more, and we'll do that, plus your calls and thoughts, and we've got more on the way for you tonight. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden announced from the White House today that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He stated that he has secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages currently held captive by Hamas. The plea follows the recent release of two American hostages.
Over the coming hours, they'll receive any support and assistance that they need. And, of course, we're very anxious to be able to reunite them with their loved ones. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated there are 10 additional Americans unaccounted for in the conflict. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah. It will happen at 7 p.m. on November 8th. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening and tuning in to tonight's live edition of, well, Free Talk Live. I guess that's redundant to say it's a live edition of Free Talk Live.
You can
Live.
Say that again.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to this live edition of Free Talk Live. Yes, it's an echoing dual repetitive redundancy. Yep,
there you go.
Now, see, now you're supposed to use
it. You can say that again.
It's an echoing dual repetitive redundancy. 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And?
Nobody. Actually, not nobody. Soon to be Bonnie.
Bonnie will be back. She had to go do a thing. So when she's done with the thing, she'll be back. So, yeah. We have a trio of hosts for your entertainment and conversational value. We haven't even really started to talk about this thing. Apparently, Mr. Joe Biden on Thursday night delivered a speech from the Oval Office. Sorry, I'm old enough to remember Bill Clinton's, you know, whenever him and, what's the girl's name?
Monica.
That's the one, yeah.
Lewinsky.
Whenever, yeah, and so, like.
I wanted to say Zelensky, and I'm like, that's not it.
It's just Zelensky. It's just,
yeah.
Faux pas. So anyway.
Well, foreshadowing for you there.
From then on, I've always just, like, you know, my Freudian slip
oh, yeah,
the Oral Office.
There was, like, AI pictures, like, over a year ago that I saw that somebody made of Zelensky and Biden kissing. It was so gross.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
So, President Biden on Thursday night delivered a speech from the Oval Office making his case for the U.S. continuing to fund the proxy war in Ukraine and Israel's onslaught on Gaza. Biden said he will ask Congress on Friday, that's today, I don't know what the outcome of this was, to authorize more spending for the Ukraine war and unprecedented military aid for Israel. Media reports say the request will be for north of $100 billion.
Who's paying for that?
And will also include aid for Taiwan, which China will view as highly provocative, and funding for border security. About $60 billion is expected to be for Ukraine as the White House wants to pass a spending package on the war that will last through the 2024 election. So, good news, everyone. You can expect more war through the 2024 election.
Great. I'm sure all the people that are currently unable to afford groceries and rent are very excited.
They are. Yeah. Sweet. We're giving more money.
We can expect an increase in taxes. Good. I already can't afford literally anything.
Yeah. Israel is set to receive about $10 billion in military aid, and the rest will go toward the border, Taiwan, and potentially other areas in the Asia-Pacific. Potentially other areas. So they don't even know where some of this money's going. Potentially it could go over here. Might go over there.
Who knows? Who cares?
Whatever's left over, we'll figure it out.
Well, getting money laundered probably anyway. Like, just the fact that when I read that Al Jazeera opinion article, and it was like, Israel doesn't actually need any money for this war. I was just like, okay, then it's just even more obvious that it's money laundering. And with Ukraine,
yeah.
Right when that started, I was like, okay, so Joe Biden just got inaugurated like a month ago, and does anyone else remember that whole thing that happened like a year before that about his son and this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huge,
yeah.
Like,
which was all tied to Ukraine and...
Yeah, he was like money laundering in Ukraine.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden there's a Ukraine war and we all have to be against or for it or else we're, you know, terrorists or something.
Right,
Bonnie, that's just a coincidence.
You're an extremist!
Yeah, yeah.
That's all just a coincidence.
Unpatriotic.
In his speech, President Biden attempted to draw comparisons between Hamas, and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common, he said. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy. Completely annihilate it, he said. Statists as warmongers, that is their motivation. Their motivation is to conquer. Right? That's the only motivation statists have, the only motivation a government has.
Seek and destroy.
Is to conquer more. They want more for them, less for you, and that's just how it is. In his speech, President Biden attempted to draw a comparison. Oh, we said that already. The president claimed it was America's duty to get involved in these foreign wars. No, it isn't.
Yeah.
And that it would keep Americans safe. Even though the proxy war in Ukraine makes nuclear war much more likely.
Also, so sending American people to go murder other people over there and possibly get murdered themselves, how is that keeping them safe?
And U.S. support for Israel's bombardment of Gaza is stirring up anti-American sentiment around the world.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, that's just making things worse for Americans.
Yeah. You've heard of blowback, right?
Yeah.
You know, how do you create a terrorist? You blow up his family, right? Mm-hmm. And then he gets mad at you or whatever he views you as, in this case, the country that dropped the bombs or that made the bombs or made it possible for his parents to be murdered by a bomb.
And it's really interesting. Interesting actually isn't even the right word. It's really scary how many just average American people think that we should get involved, or, you know, that the U.S. military, rather, should get involved, and that it would be a good thing, and that would actually be helping people. It's just all of that, like, propaganda and brainwashing. I made some Facebook post, and it was two children hugging, and it was supposed to be, like, a non-political, like, non-war. Yeah. Like, it was just supposed to be, like, look it, like, we can be friends. Like, it was supposed to be, like, a positive, loving thing.
Yeah.
And that probably has like 500 comments right now of people just at each other's throats. And I'm like, how ironic. I'm, you know, trying to make this nice post and everyone's like, we need to go to Israel and kill people. And yeah. It's just, and so many like anti-Muslim things and other people were coming on saying anti-Semitic things. It's like, you guys just really don't get it, do you?
It's just like people's lack of understanding of morality. And it's so simple. It's just don't hurt people or take their stuff, and if somebody is threatening to do that to you, you may use even lethal force to stop them. But it has to be equal force to stop them. And that's it. That's all you need to know. And people try to, oh, well, if you look at it this way and twist this and that, they're kind of self-defense, because what if they blow up Gaza and they get all the Hamas people and then no more... Yeah. Bombs keep coming towards Israel.
These are called mental gymnastics.
Right.
So they're looking for a way to draw a conclusion that favors their bias. Right. Because they're already biased, you know, one way or another. And so they're seeking out the things that draw them to that conclusion that they've already did arrive at.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
So he goes on to further say, and this is, again, Biden, quote, American leadership is what holds the world together. No, it isn't. American alliances are what keep us in America safe. No, they're not.
You know what, like, holds the world together is free trade, but Biden is trying as hard as he can to
that's a great point.
Destroy that, like, with Russia and other places in the world. We have trade embargoes on.
These are all just straight up lies, but he continues. American values are what make us a partner nation you want to work with. No, they're not. To put all that at risk, we walk away from Ukraine, we turn our backs on Israel, it's just not worth it. Yes, it is. That's why tomorrow I'm going to send Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs. They're not national security. Okay. Needs to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine, Biden said. So
it's just so weird. Like, you never heard about Ukraine before. Now they're a critical partner of ours. They're like a poor, corrupt Eastern European country that doesn't neighbor us or anything.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have an unscreened caller. What's your name, please? You're live on the air on Free Talk Live.
This is Clymer.
Hey, Clymer, welcome. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Just checking in. You know, I think it's really great that Nikki and Bonnie are involved in this movement, because you two are a couple of young people, and there's not that many young people that really are freedom-minded these days.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I don't really know why. Held public school, that's why.
I mean,
yeah, it must be.
To be fair, at age 51, like, I'm not hanging out with folks that are in their 20s, generally speaking. Yeah, maybe I'm at a bar and there's a party going on, there's a bunch of younger people there, whatever, karaoke night or something like that. But, like, I pretty much don't know any of those people. They're not, you know, I don't, oh, hey, Karen, how are you? You know, that's not, it doesn't go like that, so.
I feel like no people in their 20s are named Karen.
But, as well, yeah, that's
if you're in your 20s and your name is Karen, please call him.
your parents hated you, apparently. But yes, I agree with you, Clymer. It is refreshing to have young women specifically, not just young men, but, you know, young women specifically who are freedom-minded here in New Hampshire. It is a delight, if you ask me.
Well, Catherine, you and I are about the same age, and I'm a little bit older, not that much, but mm-hmm. You hang out with these two at least a couple nights a week, and, you know, that said something. So hopefully they learn something from you, and you learn something from them as well.
Indeed.
But hopefully you guys are all holding up good. I know that, you know, Ian's out of the picture at least for a while, and obviously Ari is too, but you're keeping the show going, and that's great. I don't tune in really all that often. I, you know, mostly I spend a lot of time just trolling the preteen website, but Nikki and I are actually from pretty much the same neck of the woods. I grew up in Acton, lived in Townsend. Nikki's from Leominster, I think. Hopefully there's other people like yourself, Nikki, that are kind of coming into this fray. You know, they're getting sick of all the crap that, you guys used the term brainwash a little while ago. And yeah. I think that's really what it is. It's hard to snap free of that. But once you do, you never kind of go back to sleep. But and it's really hard to bring other people into it. But I salute you both. And I thank you for keeping the show going as well.
Thank you.
Clymer, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's get this guy out of the way. It's your boy, Skeeter.
I thought it was Squidward.
Calling from his mom's basement somewhere in California.
Hey, Captain Dumpling. Hey, it's your boy, the evolutionary capitalist, Little Skeet.
Hey, I wanted to tell you something.
Little Skeet, he's a rapper now.
Oh,
hey, you libertarians.
He's like that guy from Trailer Park.
I would totally believe.
J-Rock.
Oh, my God, yeah. I would totally believe that he sits in his mom's basement where he is currently and has some computer and he, you know, is making beats. And he's like, I'm going to sell these beats. They're so good. Some rapper's going to buy them from me.
If that's true, Skeeter, and you want to make some beats, you can send them to Mark at freetalklive.com. And
you want to hear me freestyle?
No. I just want some DJ beats, man. I don't want you to do any freestyle. I just want
I got some bars. You know, some DJ bars beats. For Bonnie.
Some bars?
I'll reach over and hang up on you.
She'll do it too.
When I was in high school, this boy really liked me, and I was like moving, and like we never like dated. But we almost did, and then I just decided I didn't really like him, and he really wanted like me to keep like talking to him, even though I was moving. Mm-hmm. And he wrote me a rap and sent it to my phone, and it included like one of the reasons I made up to tell him I didn't want to keep talking to him or dating. I was like, it's just that I'm older than you, even though I was like 5 months older than him. And I was like, I just think I want to date a guy that's older than me. And he, in the rap, he said, I don't even care that you're older because I'm still old enough to be your lover. And my friend has a copy of it still.
That's not bars.
Disturbing.
All right, let Skeeter say something. Go ahead, Skeeter.
Yeah, but I'll present you that poem I wrote for you some other time. But I just wanted to say you libertarians are the greatest danger to humanity, right? You guys keep perpetuating this myth that government has infinite resources. There's not even an infinite amount of resources in the world to spend, let alone government has that much to spend.
By way of comparison to you, though, their amount of resources are infinite. When it comes to when the state attacks you, you get arrested for something.
Sure.
Maybe you're innocent.
It seems.
When they attack you, they have unlimited time. They have unlimited money. They have unlimited attorneys.
If you use hyperbole, then you're the greatest threat to the world, Captain.
Well, go ahead, Skeeter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're convincing hippies not to fund wars, which actually collapse the state.
Yeah, if it was just up to us, that'd be great.
How do you think governments collapse? What's the greatest possibility of government collapsing? Through fiscal collapse? By you repealing laws or seceding from the state? Which one is the greatest possibility?
The greatest possibility is financial collapse of the statist currency.
Exactly.
Yes.
So why would you
war
want
funds
to
the
stop
state?
Things?
You don't know what you're talking about. The war does not currency less.
How do you think the USSR collapsed?
I think that they got defeated mostly because they were like losing in war, but the United States probably isn't just going to get defeated in war and a ton of us would die. That's such a stupid thought process.
War is naturally expensive. Like all libertarians probably know this. War is a very expensive
to the average person, not to the state. That's what all libertarians understand, and you don't.
It's expensive to the state. It's especially
it's expensive to the state, but makes them money. You gotta spend money to make money. You don't understand this because you live in your mom's basement.
Make them money. Not the drug war, not conventional war, not even atomic. Well,
okay. Do you have any kind of evidence to support this? I don't think you do. And I think your calls are boring because you just say dumb stuff.
Don't cut me off with the drug war.
I'll cut you off if I want. You're dumb. You're seriously so dumb.
Don't come
no one needs to hear you just say stupid stuff on the radio every night.
It's
like,
quick.
Go get it. Go read a real book. And don't just read some book you think makes you sound smart so you can repeat it on the air. Go actually learn something. You're just stupid.
Nope. Oh, she hung up on you.
Yep. I've reached over and hung up on Squidward.
Oh, she's had enough of your tomfoolery.
I feel like he's, like, spitting as he talks into his stupid phone, as he's, like, upset with his life.
This call was a tame call for him, so yeah, I'll give him some credit there. He does tend to, like, eventually get all upset where it's, like, spittle into the phone and you can just feel the vein popping out of his forehead or whatever.
He, like, progressively gets worse, though. Like, at first he would call and be like, oh, I want to debate about something. And then once we would disprove whatever he was saying, then he would get all heated and, like, start, like, screaming and freaking out, whatever. But now he's like, I'm just going to call to, like, insult you guys.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's man, like, you know how it's even
a,
better?
It's a waste of airtime. That's what I think. That's why I just don't answer
it. You know, I get it. I get it. However,
it's not like we can have a, you know, we have this educational back and forth and like everyone in listening learns something. It's just stupid and he's an idiot.
However, Free Talk Live has that whole, we'll give anybody a shot.
But he's had a shot. That's the thing.
Oh, he's had more than one.
Exactly. He's had plenty of shots.
He's a chronic caller, of course.
He should just go get a job.
Well, okay.
He's too busy collapsing the U.S. economy.
No, he's not.
All by himself.
By calling
into this radio station.
He wishes.
Show.
Yeah. But at the same time, for our listeners, it is an illustration of how much work we have yet to do.
Mm.
Right? Because, well, you know, we see the types of people who call. Right? I wish more and better callers would call.
He's just he admits that he's immoral. He's like, I don't really care what happens to anyone. It's just my end. As long as my end happens, not that he has any power either. That's the most psycho part about his calls. Like, he talks about like what he wants done. Like, I want this done. And he doesn't have anything if you ask him that he's doing. I'm not joking. Just sitting in his mom's basement. I know that's what he's doing.
He's a man full of opinions, and I believe I'm trying to remember which of our co-hosts coined this, but they said he's basically the embodiment of Twitter.
That's funny.
Yeah.
If Twitter was
pretty accurate,
it had a voice. Right?
Ew, that's so true. All the replies that are hidden at the bottom because I've hid them.
Yeah, he's a an audible troll.
Yep.
Right. You know, instead of posting his trolling comments underneath, you know, your post or mine or on the social media.
This is the radio show that you can troll.
let's not advertise that, right? I'll put that in our tagline as our slogan.
Well, I did. I stole that from, or borrowed it, rather, from David from New Mexico.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. That's like borrowing something from Squidward.
No, it's not. David's not that bad.
Okay, but it's like it.
Okay.
All right. Segue. Neck whiplash. No actual segue here. That's just a segue alert. Bonnie act like she fell over from riding a Segway. So you guys are probably too young for 9/11.
I was five.
Yeah, you weren't.
I remember.
Okay. All right. So a little bit after 9/11 happened, the government decided to turn in some, I'm going to call it legislation. This legislation is known as the Patriot Act.
Mm.
It's 22 years old today.
Wow.
22 years ago, the Patriot Act was, and when they enacted it, they're like, it's just a temporary thing.
Mm.
Where it's only going to be for 6 months.
Whoa.
It's just a temporary thing, but we're going to put this thing in place, and, and it's for your safety.
I forgot that
part. For your safety, right? They were
temporary.
All about it. It was temporary and for your safety.
It's so weird though because how old is Bitcoin? How old are cryptocurrencies? Less than
not
22
quite that
years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then why did they use those laws to go after Ian for selling Bitcoin? Makes no sense.
Oh no, it doesn't. Yeah, no. What they did to Ian is of course wrong on so many levels. But what they did is they tried to shoehorn a new technology into laws made for their own status currency.
Right.
Right. And, of course, they got away with it because they can. They're the state, right? So, anyway, this from the freethoughtproject.com. 2 decades of blowback, the Patriot Act turns 22. After 22 years, the supposedly temporary USA Patriot Act is just as dangerous as ever. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of leaders. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. That is a quote from Hermann Goering, the German military commander and Hitler's designated successor.
Wow.
Oh, good.
I'm going to read that again. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country.
Dang, is he right?
Yep.
For those who remember the days and months that followed 9/11, there's an unnerving feeling of deja vu about the Hamas attacks on Israel. The same shocking images of carnage and grief dominating the news. The same disbelief that anyone could be so hateful, so monstrous, so evil as to do this to another human being. The same outpourings of support and unity from around the world. The same shared fear that this could easily have happened to us or our loved ones. Now, once again, the drums of war are sounding on the world stage, not that they ever really stopped. Israel is preparing to invade Gaza, the Palestinians are nearing a humanitarian crisis, and the rest of the world is bracing for whatever blowback comes next. Here in the United States, as we approach the 22nd anniversary of the USA Patriot Act on October 26th, we're still grappling with the blowback that arises from allowing one's freedom to be eviscerated in exchange for the phantom promise of security. Here are a few lessons that we never learned, or possibly learned too late. Mammoth legislation that expands the government's powers at the citizens' expense will not make anyone safer. Rushed through Congress a mere 45 days after the 9/11 attacks. 45 days, right?
I was sitting here thinking.
Normally a legislature proposes a thing, and then it's got to jump through, and then it's got to go through a committee, and then it's got to be approved.
That must be record timing.
And then it's got to go, and it takes way less than 45 days.
Just think of all the people who had to read, I don't know how many thousands of pages it is, but it's definitely thousands of pages. Each person who voted for this, think how long it would take them to actually read it. They didn't. Yeah, they couldn't have.
They didn't. Yeah. They have to pass it first before they can find out what's in it.
Yeah.
That's where that phrase comes from.
That was not Patriot Act, specifically?
603-283-6160, yes, as far as I know. If you want to comment on this, we'll talk more about the lessons we didn't learn from the Patriot Act, plus more Free Talk Live is on the way. Hour 2 is next.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.